Visiting with us today on Regional Radio is the St. Vincent baseball head coach, Tyler Search, in his third year with the program. And, Coach, we're talking some positive things today because your team is moving on to the state sectionals, the final 16 teams. And you did it in such dramatic fashion through the Class 2 District 3 tournament, picking up a one-run victory over Valley Catholic, and then blowing out Bismarck late in that one to win that one by a final score of 9-2. So a lot of things are clicking for you, offense, pitching, I'm sure defense as well. Just sum up for us how much better you think your team is now having gone through that tough district that you just went through.
Yeah, well, you know, if you kind of had to paint a picture of how you wanted district to go, I don't know if I could have painted it any better than how it actually went. So I'm really proud of my team, and I'm really proud of my guys just to come together and to play loose and to believe in themselves when many teams and many other people probably didn't believe in them. And that's kind of what baseball is all about, and that's what we talk about on a daily basis throughout the year, is just staying focused, and they proved that over this three-game span, and I couldn't be happier for them.
And I forgot Meadow Heights. You beat them 4-3. You won that one by the skin of your teeth also. So we're talking 4-3 against Meadow Heights, 3-2 against Valley Catholic. Valley Catholic team, 22 wins and 5 losses. Now, I know that when you defeat a team with the caliber Valley Catholic has, and also a team that seems to just have everyone's number when it comes to any athletics, especially football and baseball, but to pick up that win for the program, did it feel like a program win or just another game for you guys?
I would definitely call it a program win for our guys, because, you know, there were times, I told somebody this yesterday, there were times where, you know, we were defeated before we even started the game, and it just didn't feel that way on Saturday when we played Valley. There was a different feel to it, there was a different mentality, and to kind of ride that momentum that we built on Friday, you know, we're doing a very good job of not really thinking about games that happened early in the year or things that happened even 2 weeks ago. Just focusing on the moment and what we're doing right now, I think our team's done a pretty good job of that.
One thing that is pretty fantastic about St. Vincent, following them starting with the football season this year, is the same guys jump from one sport to the next. You got football players going to the same basketball players, then putting themselves on the baseball field as well. Tyler Munier, Tyler Unterreiner, Riley Reen, guys like that. When you throw out those kind of names and you hear me throwing them out, you got to be thinking to yourself, this is a really incredible team with a lot of toughness, mental toughness, and physical toughness.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a gritty team, a gritty bunch. Can't really emphasize enough how much those guys have battled. And over my three-year span, all those guys that you just mentioned, you know, most of them are three-year starters. They've started for me every year. And just to see them kind of progress. But then again, they haven't really, you know, as far as nothing really surprises them because they've seen so much. They've been involved in so many different sports, like you said, and especially when it comes to baseball, they have the perfect attitude for it because they don't really get too high, they don't get too low. They just kind of let the game come to them, and that's what baseball is all about, in my opinion.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. Your athletic director, Bruce Valeroy, said this is the first time that St. Vincent has won the Class 2 District Crown since 1989. Now, I'm going to date myself here. That's the year I was born. So,
really?
Yeah, so putting that into perspective, I don't think you're that much older yourself.
No. Well, see, I looked at it today, and in 2000 and 2001, we won districts, but that was 1A. we were 1A teams in 2000 and 2001. So really, yes, the last 2A district championship was in 89.
That to me is incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you got the Class 2 district crown. You entered this tournament, or the district tournament, 7 wins, 10 losses, sort of an up-and-down season. But, you got yourself into some close games, and you won them. You pulled them out, especially against tough teams like Valley Catholic and Bismarck.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, with the way the season has gone and the way your guys have competed through districts, that maybe, just maybe, this is a team of destiny? Do you talk about that with your players by any chance?
That thought does kind of start to creep into your head, especially as a head coach. You start to think about, you know, the team and what they've been through. But like I said, there were things that we were doing right. There were things that we were doing well, even at the end of the year. But we just hadn't been able to put it together for a full 7-inning game. And it seemed like we were playing 5 great innings. Or, you know, there would be that one inning where we would just fall apart or something would go wrong. But they're doing a great job now of just, all right, listen, we're 0-0. Okay, we don't have a record. We're looking at this game as this is our first game of the year. And that's kind of the approach that they've taken these last 3 games. And I don't know what it is about it, but it seemed to have worked for them.
Last year, 17 wins during the regular season, losing out to Chaffee in a barn burner, 12-11. The year before that, going up against a tough Greenville team in the Class 2 District 3 championship. And you were there for both of those as a head coach.
Right.
What about this team this year got you over that hump?
I think it's just the leadership, the senior leaders, and like we talked about earlier, just them being who they are and being through what they've been through is really ultimately what has got through that hump, over that hump, in my opinion. Just seeing them progress over the last 3 years and just kind of watching them compete every single day, not just in games, but in practices, to watch that group go at it. And they do go at it. Let me tell you, there's times where at practice we got to say, guys, you know, you guys are on the same team. You know, you
right.
compete with each other, but, you know, you got to realize you're all in it for the same reason. But I think that's really what's gotten us over the hump.
From a personal accomplishment for you, I hate to bring it up, but I thought maybe it's factored into the team of destiny idea. But you did suffer a loss right before districts in your family.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you get the sense that that kind of plays into a factor of maybe the team of destiny, that person is looking over you while your team progresses through the playoffs?
Again, it's something that is definitely creeping into your mind as a player, as a coach. Anytime that happens, it's hard not to think about that. And that was the first thing I thought of, you know, when we made that last out to win the championship. It really did. It came into my head, and I said, well, maybe someone is looking over for us, because you never know. Maybe that's really helped us. But I think ultimately it's come down to our guys just believing in themselves and understanding what they're capable of. And they're showing other people now, so that's what we talk about. You know, you can believe in yourselves, but let's go out and prove it to everyone else.
Well, Coach, you're certainly proving that your team is a very tough team, and we definitely look forward to seeing how well you progress through the state tournament. And just from outside looking in, we hope you make it all the way, and I think it'd be a great thing for St. Vincent and for you and for the players.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Tyler Search, head coach of the St. Vincent Indians. If you haven't heard already, they're going to state. They beat Bismarck in the Class 2 District 3 Championship 9-2. They are on their way to the state sectional. They'll get to host on Monday against the District 4 champion. And again, Coach, our thanks to you for your time today on Regional Radio.
Thanks again.